August, or Augie Stock, has been looked at as one of the leaders of the PCM football team since his sophomore year in 2020. Coming off a promising freshman campaign that saw him gain 569 total yards and score 5 touchdowns, Stock had a standout sophomore season. He threw for 1,069 yards and 15 touchdowns and added 429 yards and 9 more touchdowns on the ground, and led the Mustangs past rival West Marshall to get to the Class 2A semifinals at the Unidome.
Second and goal from the 2, up the middle, another one, and he's in for the touchdown! Augie Stock, and the Mustangs are finally on the board with 8:34 to go in the third.
While the Mustangs fell to Waukon at the Unidome, the future looked bright for Stock and the Mustangs, but suddenly things took a dramatic turn.
It was supposed to be just like a meniscus or something like that, but turned out it was ACL, which was absolutely mind-blowing to me. It was probably the worst feeling I've ever had in a while, getting that news.
In a scrimmage a week before he began his junior season, Stock tore his ACL and changed the complexion of the 2021 PCM season.
I had pretty high hopes. I mean, we had a big group of guys in the senior class. I enjoyed a lot of them. It was junior year. I had a big sophomore year. Junior year was, supposed to help me a lot for my recruiting process, kind of. And that would really tell me, like, if I wanted to play college ball or not.
Despite the torn ACL, Stock tried to play through the injury, and PCM head coach Greg Bonnet admired his determination to continue playing.
I have a lot of respect for Augie because he knew his ACL was torn, and it was kind of pain-free, so he decided to give it a shot, even though I think we all knew that it wouldn't work out, and that takes a lot of guts in a young man. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why the kids kind of respond to him and look to him as a leader, because he's got a lot of guts. You know, he's a very brave individual, in my personal opinion.
Unfortunately, Bonnet and the team's hunch proved to be true as Stock played just a quarter and a half in the Mustangs' Week 3 matchup with Pella Christian in 2021.
Stock to throw. First down and 10. Blitz coming by Kak Marinsky. Stock runs out of it, and now he loses the football. Pella Christian has a chance at it, and it's right on the near sideline. The Eagles did recover. Was he inbounds or not is the call. They're going to have to talk about it. It is very close, Jeff.
Well, what happened there is Augie tried to make a cut. His knee gave out on him, and that's why he lost the ball. He's out of the game now.
Uh-oh.
And Carson is back at quarterback.
That was the last play of Stock's shortened junior season, and fellow teammates Donovan Nicholson, Aiden Camu, and Gavin Fenton knew it was a big blow for the Mustangs.
It's kind of nerve-wracking because when he hurt his knee, most of us were just starting varsity for the first time, and we were looking up to him as the bigger guy, even though he's still in our grade, he's still our age, but he's done this more than we have, and he knows more about kind of what's going on than us.
It was kind of rough because we were going in, you know, with really high expectations. I think in the beginning of the season, we were ranked pretty highly. There was a lot of expectations for us to be really good, and our quarterback, which, you know, took snaps as a freshman, started as a sophomore. You know, he was supposed to be our guy. Yeah, he was like our main offensive guy, and then obviously it didn't pan out.
It was very hard to watch, especially as a teammate and a friend. Quarterback's the foundation of the offense, and kind of taking Aug out of that picture, we had to move a lot of things around, and we kind of just had to figure out how to get our offense rolling.
What became of the 2021 season for PCM was a down year by the Mustang standards with a 5-5 record and a second round 35-0 loss at Williamsburg. While the team struggled on the field, Stock dealt with the struggles of missing basically an entire season.
Oh, it was tough. I mean, just from the ACL, it was just learning to play QB again and just playing again for not playing a whole year was pretty tough.
Stock made his return to the field in PCM's Week 2 game against Newton this year, which was just under a year since his last varsity action. After returning to quarterback for 2 weeks, the Mustangs coaching staff threw a new challenge at Stock.
He can play a variety of different positions. I mean, I really don't think there's really any position on the field that he could not play.
The Mustangs have begun playing Stock at tight end, wildcat quarterback, and even on defense. While it could be difficult to switch positions mid-season, the senior said the transition wasn't as tough as you might expect.
It's a lot easier than I expected. I mean, I know all the routes. I know, like, as a quarterback, I know what coverages kind of are and, like, where I should be at for certain plays. So it's... That was probably the easiest part of changing positions.
After a few weeks of limited action in the new roles, Stock finally had his first breakout game post-injury against Sheraton last week.
He's going to take the snap, and it's straight quarterback power, and Augie Stock into the end zone
13-0 PCM in the early going after the two-yard run. Raceway there in exhaust red zone here. Opportunity for PCM. It's Augie Stock again and a quarterback. He's rolling right in his schoolyard right. And Augie Stock back into the end zone. 10-yard touchdown run this time. Augie Stock again in at the wildcat quarterback. And he's going to keep it up the middle. Augie Stock into the end zone for the 14-yard or 13-yard touchdown run. He ran the ball just 7 times for 58 yards and scored 3 first quarter touchdowns to give PCM a commanding 28-0 lead just 6 minutes into the game. Stock said it was exciting to feel like he was back to his pre-torn ACL self once again.
I mean, it felt great. And I had 4 carries essentially and then 3 touchdowns, which was, that was probably one of the best feelings I've had in a while. Just, yeah, it felt good to be kind of saying that I'm back.
Echoing that feeling was head coach Greg Bonnet.
Well, I think it's really good, and I'm happy for him, too. And, you know, his whole family and everybody that loves him and everything like that, that's got to be a very special moment for those people. But for me as a football coach, I sit there and I look at him, and I know all he's been through, and he deserves it. He deserves everything he gets. He's worked really hard. He's been through the adversity that kind of shapes a young man, and I'm very, very happy for him.
While it has been exciting to see Stock back on the field at 100%, the story of his comeback isn't finished just yet. PCM hosts Roland Story for senior night tonight before beginning postseason play next week, bringing you the short look into the journey of Augie Stock's high school football career at PCM. For Football Friday Nights, I'm Tyler Crabb.